Hey, I'm Roberta Blevins, and this is Life After MLM, a podcast where we work to end the stigma of failure in an industry systemically designed for you to fail. Join us as we dive into the real-life stories of survivors, experts, and advocates to debunk the common myths and fallacies of cults, scams, and multi-level marketing. Hey, Hunbots and Hunbros. It's been a week. How have you handled it? How are you doing? Just wanted to check in and see how your week has been. Mine so far has been pretty uneventful, but it is only Tuesday, in my world at least. I am actually packing and getting ready to go to Missouri. I'm going to Kansas City and St. Louis, so that'll be really fun. I'm flying into Kansas City to meet up with Michelle Carpenter. We are working on a project, and then we are driving to St. Louis to go to the I Got Out Story Slam and the writing retreat. So I'm very excited to get to meet Jarette and Lisa. And then we're actually going to also get to meet Jessica Hickson because she lives in St. Louis. And I am just, it has been a year of trying to meet as many people who have impacted my life and been in this sort of like wild adventure with me. So the fact that I get to check off three more people, at least, there might be other people I don't even know that are going, but I get to check off at least three more people this week is really, really cool. Very excited for that. So stay tuned if you follow on Instagram to see some stories and posts about that adventure. I also wanted to say thank you to my new editor, Kayla Craven. You are so amazing. I haven't had the chance to update the intro and outros yet to include Kayla's name in the production of this podcast, but she is amazing and my lifesaver, and I am so happy that she is helping me with this show. This is the first episode that she helped me edit, and I hope you enjoy it. I thought it was really funny that her maiden voyage was a Young Living episode. I always have to keep things interesting over here, but her first episode was this one. It is a Young Living episode. For the trigger warning for this episode, there are talks of being in an abusive relationship, thoughts of suicide, and also dealing with the outlandish health claims that MLM put out there. So that's what this episode is about. Just a quick heads up for anybody who might find those topics triggering. It is sort of just said in passing. There's not a ton of details. So I also want to let you know that. And also, I had a meeting yesterday morning, which was really wow. And I hopped on the Patreon and I went live. So the Patreon members know what's going on. I'm not going to mention it yet because I haven't really gotten the green light to talk about it publicly. But if you want to know, you can check out the Patreon. We have $5 and $10 tiers. It helps support the show. It helps pay for all the ongoing costs of running a podcast. It's more than you would expect. It helps me continue to produce this podcast and make it my full time. And I thank you guys so much for the support. You are incredible. For everybody else, you're just going to have to stay tuned. And as soon as I can talk about it publicly, I will. Thank you so much to everybody who tunes in every week and listens. I really, really appreciate you. Enjoy the show, and I'll see you next week. Welcome back to another episode of Life After MLM. Today, we are going to be talking about Young Living. I know, we love it. But so much stuff has happened since we last talked about Young Living, and it's time. I know there's other MLMs we want to talk about, but we got some Young Living tea. So I want to introduce to the show, Kristen Foltz. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Roberta?
I'm doing all right. I'm excited to talk to you about Young Living and your adventure and everything that happened.
So I will kind of warn you, there is talk of suicide in my story. So just disclaimer for anybody. So that way, you know, if you're triggered, I won't go into any like grave detail. But Christmas time of 2016, roughly, my friend will just call her my friend, let's say Becky. So Becky and I had been like we weren't super close, but we knew each other. We went dirt track racing together. Like, so we knew each other pretty well. And she was doing Young Living, and I knew about it because I had seen, you know, friends with her on Facebook, seen all of her stuff. And the guy, the partner that I was with at the time, was suffering from like a lot of cold sores, and a Breva is like $25 for a little tiny tube. which is ridiculous, but I mean, I get it, I guess. So I was just kind of trying to find like different alternatives. Like maybe somebody found a chapstick that worked better for them. Maybe they tried a, a vitamin that worked better for them. And I posted on Facebook. I was like, hey, does anybody have any like different ideas for us to try? Because we were broke and we needed to help him because he would get big ones. So she reached out to me. She's like, hey, I know you know that I do Young Living. And she's like, there's a oil that we use that is really good for like colds, cold sores, anything kind of viral. I say that with quotations because there's a whole bunch of rules that you're not allowed to say about oils or about Young Living essential oils. I was like, okay, I'll try it. And so for Thieves, which is the oil that we got, it was $50 for a 10 milliliter bottle. I was like, okay, that should last them for a while because you just, put a little bit on and dab it on.
So I have a question. What, I mean, that's the equivalent of two things of a Breva. How long would two things of a Breva would have lasted you?
Not very long because this guy that I was with like always lost them. So he was not very good at keeping track of them.
So
So
the oil was more cost effective in this situation.
yeah, definitely. Because he like you just put like a little tiny like residue on your finger, like even just wiping the top of it and put it in on. And I smelled it and I loved it. It has clove in it and a whole bunch of other stuff. And I'm one of those people that clove is just like, oh, like
Yeah, it's
heaven.
very spicy.
It is, yeah. So I got that, was like, okay. And then, she's like, let me know what you think. We can talk more, yada, yada, yada. So I should probably say where I'm from too, because it kind of does have to deal with a little bit. I'm originally from northern Minnesota. So almost as far north as you can get without going into Canada, kind of that area. At that time, it was wintertime, which I don't know if you've ever heard of cabin fever. It's where you don't see the sun. And we really, up in this area, we don't see the sun a lot in like 9 months in wintertime because it gets dark really early and stays really dark.
I could imagine that it would be really isolating to like live in like that sort of darkness like that.
Granted, I realize that Alaska is probably worse than this, but for my area and what I know, like it's just you don't get a lot of that vitamin D. So cabin fever is when you really just get depressed and it's really seasonal. So it's like usually December, January when winter really hits in is when it would really set in for me. Right off the bat, right there, like we're dealing with Young Living in the dead of winter. My mindset's not very great. Relatively new to the area because I moved to a bigger town. I'm from a town of like 150 people. So trying to meet new people, trying to get out of my comfort zone, trying to make a, livable wage so I could support myself, support my then partner's hobby of dirt track racing, which is really expensive.
And here comes Young Living.
The thing that I really found was that at that time, I was not married. Like, I don't have kids. They were really trying to sell the, oh, if you build this team, you could have your future set in magical rainbows and unicorns flying around, and you'll be a stay-at-home mom, but you'll be a boss mom. And
How old were you around the time that this was happening?
so I was about 23, I believe, like 22, 23.
That's pretty
So
young.
I know.
And that's a vulnerable time already. That's an age where a lot of people, they're graduating college, they're starting their lives, they're getting engaged, they're talking about their futures. And to use that as a vulnerability to get you to like want to be a part of this.
On top of all of that vulnerability, the guy that I was with, he was very mentally abusive and just made me feel like a worthless piece of crap, pretty much. I'm in therapy, got a lot of therapy. Like, I felt stuck in the relationship. I needed to make things better for myself, but that wasn't leaving him at that time. I know everybody's like, how could you stay in an abusive relationship? You just don't see it when you're in it. Like, you don't see a way out.
It's hard being in a relationship like that. It's a very high demand situation, just like a big cult, but it's one-on-one. So you're there with that person all the time. It can be really debilitating. And I don't think people understand like how many steps it takes to really be free and leave something like that. So, and especially, you know, if you're neurodivergent and you have trouble with like executive dysfunction and things like those tasks can seem even more insurmountable and keep you trapped and locked and stuck even longer.
Yeah, so it was just kind of a really bad situation.
Did Young Living seem like it could be a savior for you?
Yeah, to a point, I thought financially it could. At the time, I didn't realize that I was being mentally abused by this guy that supposedly loved me, but I knew that I couldn't support him on what I was making at my job, which, anybody who has ever been in a healthy relationship would know that financially it's pretty even. Sometimes you give more, sometimes you give less, but I was giving more all the time. That's just kind of where I was when she started pitching me Young Living. So this was December of 2016. I was like, I can't do it right now. Christmas is coming. I'll think about it more in January when I kind of get caught back up after buying Christmas presents and all that stuff. I think it was like January 5th. So it really wasn't even like after the holidays. It was like the first check of the new year. She was like, hey, you want to join? I'm like,
Wow.
sure. She's like, you get thieves in your starter kit. And I was like, I just bought a $50 bottle of thieves. I have it for life. Like,
Well, now you have one for, you know, travel.
right. Yeah. So that was January of 2017. And I joined. At first, I was just buying the oils. I was kind of getting into aromatherapy a little bit. I knew that I had anxiety, the depression that comes seasonally, but then I also had it in combination with the anxiety. So I was just like, okay, let's just see what these do. Not knocking anybody who likes essential oils. I still like essential oils. I just don't like Young Living. Let's just be clear on that. Like, I was just kind of buying oils and I wasn't really like selling.
So I have a question. Were you buying oils to like build up your collection because you needed them, or were you buying oils because you had to hit certain quotas?
At first, I was buying them because I wanted to try them. I wanted to see what worked for me, like which ones I wanted my house to smell like. Because at first, it was just strictly in the diffuser and thieves on cold sores, nothing else. So, summer rolls around of 2017. I finally break up with a guy, like, done.
Good for you.
Kind of the last straw was myself hitting the all-time low. I knew exactly how I was going to kill myself. I knew that he wouldn't be home for a while. I just, the scariest moment of my life. Thankfully, bathrooms have mirrors. Most bathrooms have mirrors. Because when I walked into my bathroom to go through with the plan, I looked at myself in the mirror and I just started crying. I was like, there's got to be more out there than feeling like this.
Well, I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. That kind of woke me up and was like, what am I doing? And we had just moved into this new house that we were renting. I had broken down like some of the moving boxes. I broke them down and then I put them in the garage. He got mad at me because I left them in the garage that he had just cleaned. Where am I supposed to put them? Like, we don't have like the garbage set up yet. We don't have any of that yet. He like threw them in the yard and then proceeded to like mow lawn around them.
What odd behavior.
know. And then it was just like, you know what? I'm done. Like, you need to get some stuff and go to your mom's because we're not having this no more. That was kind of when things started to change. I think this is pretty much very similar through all MLMs, is like you join and then you get added into a bunch of groups that night. Like, you can't wait a week. You got to be in there tonight. So, like, I was in these groups. I was talking to people, like, just, chit chatting and whatever. And I remember, like, reaching out to one of my uplines who lives out in California, and she's a teacher. So I felt comfortable talking to her. I would still consider her a friend, even though I've never met her, but,
I think we all have an internet friend like that or two.
Right, yeah, love her to death still. We don't talk nearly as much anymore, but I did open up with her about, like, I think it was like 3 days after I broke up with that guy. I was just like, hey, I need to talk to someone, and you, I'm comfortable with you. And you're not here, so you can't. This is what my brain was going through. Like, you're not physically here, so even if you're judging me, I won't know you're judging me because you're that way. You're like miles and miles and miles away from me. And she was very sympathetic. She understood. She's like, maybe this is a chance to like take your life into your own hands. I'm glad you didn't do what you were going to do. That day, I was kind of like, I'll try the business side of it. We'll just see what I can do. The terrible people person, by the way. I'm like, not someone who should be in sales. Yeah, I'm too awkward for that.
So,
Sorry.
what was your experience doing like the sales side of Young Living?
So I did have a few people sign up underneath me. I reached like the first rank. Woo. It wasn't terrible, but it was also very pushy. And I am not a pushy person. I care about people a lot. I care about people more to the point where I would put them first and put me last. That's kind of how I've always been.
Yeah,
Okay.
me too. We're
It's a
working on that too. We're
Yeah, we are.
no longer setting ourselves on fire to keep other people warm, okay?
Yeah, definitely. It is a blessing and a curse because I do believe we should care about people, but not to the point where you forget about yourself.
Do you ever wonder how much of your personal data is out there on the internet just for anyone to find? I promise it's more than you think. Your name, contact info, social security number, home address, even information about your family members. It's all being compiled by data brokers and openly sold online. This can lead to a lot of problems, including identity theft, phishing attempts, harassment, and unwanted spam calls. But now you can protect your privacy with Delete Me. Signing up for the service is super easy. Just provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. They send you regular, personalized privacy reports showing what info they found, where they found it, and what they removed. I got my report and I was floored with the results. Of the 105 data brokers they checked, 83 of them had my data. Delete Me then removed 173 listings of my personal data off the internet. And they make sure that it stays off too. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me at a special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/MLM and use promo code MLM at checkout. The only way to get the 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/MLM and enter code MLM at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/MLM, code MLM. Head over to quince.com and grab yourself a little something something and support the show by supporting our sponsors. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and say hello to lightweight fabrics and classic styles. I have been taking advantage of the beautiful weather and getting outside for daily walks, and I cannot say enough good things about the flow knit high-rise boyfriend jogger from Quince. Seriously, running errands, doing school pickups, swinging by the farmer's market, or taking Zsa Zsa for a stroll around the lake. These bad boys are versatile. I love the deep pockets, the high waistband, and the internal hidden drawstring. They're quick drying, moisture wicking, antimicrobial, and the four-way stretch makes them so comfortable. They're made with 88% recycled polyester, and the Global Style Standard certified yarn dramatically lowers environmental impact by diverting landfill and ocean-bound plastic. Not to mention using recycled claim standard approved dyeing, washing, and manufacturing processes with low water and eco-friendly dyes. They have become an absolute favorite, and you can save up to 59% off the high-end counterpart by shopping with Quince. Throw on a Cotton Modal scoop neck tee and some sneakers, and you've got a perfect, effortless outfit. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/MLM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/MLM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/MLM. So you're selling Young Living. You've got a couple people underneath you.
Yeah.
You hit the first rank. Did you ever go to any of the conventions or any of the events?
No, because I was too broke for that. I did have FOMO sitting at home, seeing all the Marco Polos and all the Snapchats and all the Facebook posts of that first year. But I was like, oh, you know, next year will be different. I'll do it then. Yeah. Next year comes around, I'm like, I'm too busy with work. I can't afford to do that because, you know, it's just me.
So let's talk about that, because most people that come on the show will talk about how I went to this event and it cost me so much money and it was all this glitter and rah, rah, and troll party and like, wah, wah, wah. But here you are the opposite. You're at home. Did you have a lot of FOMO? Like, were you really contemplating like, how can I get there next year? Should I get a credit card? Were you thinking those thoughts?
I wasn't. It wasn't really like a forethought until it was probably the convention for 2020, which they actually did virtually. It wasn't until 2020 that I was really like, rah, rah, ooh, I'm the boss babe, I'm fun, all the things.
In your email, you mentioned that you moved 8 hours away. So let's talk about what that was like.
What kind of led up to that was I didn't own a home, didn't have a husband, didn't have kids, just me and my dog. My friend at the time, she just got news that her husband was going to be deployed through the National Guard. And then so she calls me. She's on the bathroom floor. She's in the National Guard, too. She has three littles. At this time, they were all under the age of six. So it was 6, 3, and 1 year old somewhere in there. So she was like freaking out, and her mom lives a couple of hours away from her, and her mother-in-law was into drugs. So she really didn't have a reliable person to help her out with her kids while he was overseas. So I was like, you know what? I'm up for an adventure. And her and I were really close. We actually met because Mr. Mentally Abusive is her half-brother.
Oh my God. Plot twist.
I know. Yeah. You get out of a mentally abusive relationship, but you still continue to be friends with his sister. Questionable decisions I've made. Yes. So yeah, I just decided it was probably March or April of 2019 that I decided that I was going to move. I kind of just picked a month. I was like, okay, let's do August. I don't know why I chose the hottest month of the year to move 8 hours away from home. But so I moved from northern Minnesota to her home in Des Moines, Iowa. And she was one person that I had signed up. She was my downline. We were going to do the thing. And be the boss babes and like rock it and kill it. And we were going to have all these parties and we were going to make it to the top.
I can imagine like that dopamine high of being with your friend and being like, we're both going to do this. Mm-hmm. We're going to be so good. We're going to learn from everyone else's mistakes. We're going to kill it. We're going to have these kind of parties and everyone's going to want to come because we're going to be doing this kind of stuff.
And we were like, and we're not going to push people to do it. We're not going to force them. We're not going to make them feel guilty. And that does not work in MLMs. Being nice does not work.
No, not really.
No.
Not
And
for the long haul, at least.
it wasn't going to work.
How long were you with Young Living?
About 3 years.
And this move is about halfway through your journey.
It's when I was like really getting, like I was starting to be more independent, be more like social because I hadn't really had that. I was having my own friends, not his friends. So I just thought it was the best thing ever. So yeah, August of 2019, I moved. And then in October, we found out that the deployment wasn't going to happen. He signed up for another one. That one wasn't going to happen. And then he volunteered for another one and they did not choose him.
What?
Yeah. So it's like I had moved there to help with that.
Three times denied.
Yeah. I'm like, I got to get my life going. I need to find a job down here. I was living with her and her three kids and her husband and her three dogs and my dog in a three-bedroom house. It just wasn't working. I was getting really frustrated. I wasn't being myself. And I met my now husband during that whole process. And then, that's just happily ever after the end over there.
Well, at least that worked out.
Right. Actually, he was the one that started putting that seed. Like, until I started listening to your podcast, I was so embarrassed because he would be like, "Did you know Gary Young killed a baby?" I was like, no, like you can't believe everything you read on the internet. And I'm like, oh my God, I was so brainwashed. Like,
Wow.
I straight up told him, I was like, you can't believe everything you read on the internet, but like some things you can.
Yeah, right. How many nudges from him did it take until you like sort of started to listen?
So that was the first one. And then he asked me, I'm like, oh yeah, I get paid from Young Living today, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, how much did you spend to be able to get that paycheck? And he literally will tell you to this day, he could see the rusty wheels turning in my brain. I was like, shut up.
Wow, you were like, actually, uh-oh.
Like, oh yeah, let's not talk about that.
Right, but a
So,
lot of people front load or buy all that stuff because they think they need it. And what happens is exactly that. They end up spending more than they're making. That's why people are like, how can 99% of people lose money? And I'm like, because they're spending more than they're making. They might be making a $500 check, but they might be spending $600 to get it.
With Young Living, you had to place a minimum of $50 a month to stay active, like to be a seller.
Okay, I have a question. If you're not active that month, does that mean you can't qualify for any commissions or checks?
Yeah, if you don't place your order, you don't get anything. Even if you have like a downline, if you don't place your $50 order, sorry. Like, I would really like to know where that money went, where that money goes for the people who are like, oh, it's buying a carton of eggs this month or my oils, and you choose the eggs. Like, who gets that check? Who gets that
No,
$100?
nobody.
Right. So, like I said earlier, I wasn't ever like high enough to really have much money coming in. So I think I was getting roughly $100 to $140 a month from them. Yeah,
Okay,
that.
so if you're making just a small little bit of money, what was the appeal of staying in for 3 years?
Trying to make it big.
Just the sunk cost fallacy of like, I just have to keep going and putting more into it because it's eventually going to pay off. The slot machine's eventually going to hit the jackpot, so I can't get up.
You have all of your uplines, the diamonds, the platinum diamonds, the Royal Crown diamonds. They're all like, keep hosting parties, keep signing people up. You'll get there someday.
So another thing that you mentioned in your email was your diamond leader and some drama. Will you tell me that
Oh,
story?
yes. Okay, at this point, I had my friend signed up underneath me, and she had a few people signed up, some of which were her mother-in-law and her husband, which was actually her. Yeah, there was so many people who were like just
Ghost accounts.
So yeah, but anyways, at this point, I have shelves upon shelves upon shelves of essential oils, like you would not believe. And not only did I have oils, I had one, two, three, four, maybe five different diffusers.
And then what about all the other stuff that Young Living sells?
I
Wellness and
had.
the body and the vitamins and the everything.
So they pretty much do it all. They have shampoo, they have snacks, they have pastas, they have the Ningxia red drink, which is
Wait,
actually,
they have pasta?
yeah, they have, I can't remember what it's made out of, but it's like some fancy grain stuff. I don't know. They're literally trying to pitch the whole dream of you're going to the grocery store and buying these products. We have these products. Why don't you just buy them here, even though they're like $20 more than what you would find at the grocery store?
Well, because you get a cash back bonus in your check at the end of the month.
Know. Yeah. And you might rank up. You might.
And you might get a vacation.
Right. Yeah. So
Spin the wheel, you might win a prize.
exactly. Like, don't pay attention to the man behind the curtains. Anyway, so my downline's downline. One, I say that very in quotations because I don't know if she really won it, but she got to go to Florida and they did like a little, I want to say it was like a quick risers or like something like that. You know, when you rank up like really fast, you're signing people up left and right, and they're like, oh, fast track. Let's celebrate these people, treat them special, and make them continue to do what they're doing.
Right, that
So,
huge recruiting incentive that MLMs have, yet it's not about recruiting.
right. And I think Young Living, if I remember right, when you sign somebody up, you instantly got like $50.
Sounds about right.
So if that's not scammy and gross, I don't know what is. So she's down there doing her thing, learning all the secrets. She then is approached by my diamond leader, who is the sister-in-law of one of my silver leaders that I actually know. She just starts shit-talking me and my friend, saying how we'll never amount to anything in the business because we don't push enough and we're not doing enough to sell the things and do the things. And I was so off put by that because at that point I was still in the la la land of like, this is great. This is a sisterhood. Like, we're all best friends. We're all, you know, the same goal. Here it is, somebody who is supposed to be guiding you,
And she's punching
treating.
down.
Yeah, I would never say anything bad about someone that I was like friends with. So I like at that point I could not even imagine somebody saying that about me. So that kind of, you know, took the wind out of my sail. I was just like, well, what do I do now? Kind of thing.
It's just
I'm
so unprofessional, right? And it's not
yeah.
anything that you would ever see in an
Yeah.
actual corporate or real job or real business because MLMs are
Right,
scams. The
right.
fact that you're not at this and your downline got to go because she recruited a bunch of people, but it's not about recruiting again.
Signed up her husband and
Right, with
her
ghost accounts. She
mom.
recruits with ghost accounts and she gets this
Yeah.
trip. And then at the trip, your diamond leader takes it upon herself to go out of her way to find this person and say something bad about you to make probably to make this other person feel good, right? Like, oh,
Right.
like you're so much better and she'll not amount to anything. Like, look at you're already surpassing your upline. Like that sort of toxic behavior, it's rampant. It's mean girl behavior. It's culty. It's not okay.
No, it's not. Like, yeah, it just kind of dampered the whole, soured my whole like drive.
Absolutely. That's not motivating at all.
No. So my friend was pretty good friends with this girl. So it's like, why would you say that to somebody who's friends with us? People talk. Like, People gonna talk.
I mean,
So
maybe it was intentional. Maybe she knew it would get back to you, and that's her passive aggressive way of trying to light a fire under you and motivate you.
maybe,
Again,
but
not
didn't.
professional or appropriate at all.
No, didn't work the way she wanted it to, obviously, because I am on this side.
Yeah, she burned something down, but it wasn't the fire under you. What other culty things did you encounter while you were with Young Living?
Well, for starters, I did do a little research. This is the thing that is like, first of all, like out of Young Living, I am like, this is the first thing that's super culty. Okay, so you've said before that Gary Young is a direct descendant of Brigham Young.
Yes, at least they claim.
Have you watched the series Escaping Polygamy?
Yes.
Do you see in the opening credits where it says Brigham Young? Okay, so you know, this is a history lesson for everybody. Brigham Young was one of the people who started Latter-day Saints and, more importantly, the United Order, or the Order, which is a polygamist cult, which is what that show is about, leaving the Order. They talk about leaving the order all the time.
Yeah, the
And
FLDS aspect of it, the polygamist. Yeah.
That right there, like leader of a cult in his family, like right there. And then, like, you know, going through his history and stuff, we would celebrate somebody who murdered his own child, who got fined or decided or charged with practicing medicine without a license multiple times. So we're just going to take this guy for his word, who is just not a very nice person from what I saw. Like,
No,
just
he has a laundry list of things he's done that it's just horrific.
that's the part where I'm just like, oh, I should have listened to my husband.
But you have to remember that when you got that information, you were deeply entrenched in this program, in this cult, and you were trained to not listen to outside information, especially negative. And someone that you are in a relationship telling you, like, you know, your founder that you worship, yeah, he killed his baby. You're like, what? No, no way. Because that seems too just out there to be true, but it's true.
And it really, I was just kind of, I've always been, since I left, embarrassed about that particular situation with my husband. And it really wasn't until like I found your podcast and I started listening to like the very first episodes. One of them was a counselor. Is it Haley?
Yeah, Haley.
Yeah. It wasn't until her episode that I really realized that it's not my fault. I was there to fail. Like, I've even told my husband now, I'm just like, because he would bring it up and he would poke fun at me for being in Young Living, and it was kind of a ha ha thing. And I would always just kind of get in a sour mood because of that. So I listened to that episode, and then I was able to voice it in words to him and be like, hey, this is why I act the way you do when you make fun of me for it. It's because I blame myself, but it's not me. It's the whole system.
Yeah.
Those were very culty things. And then I really think just the whole like, well, if you buy it in the grocery store, you can buy the things that you would buy there on through Young Living, like all of your cleaners, all of your makeup, your oils, your
Your
drink,
pasta.
and pasta. Yeah. I feel like that one's really culty. Like, even for like Amway and Arbonne and all those other ones, it's like, okay, so you want me to buy everything through you, so you're separating me from the rest of the world. So that is pretty high on my culty red flag. Also, the fact that, like, if you were a Royal Crown Diamond, you were a celebrity. I don't, they're just people. There's this one Royal Crown Diamond in particular. She actually founded the Savvy Minerals makeup line through Young Living. I don't know if anybody knew that Young Living had a makeup line. She is from Minnesota, diehard Minnesota person right here. So I don't know why it's just a thing. But like idolized her because I was like, oh my gosh, like she's from my state. She did it. I can do it. And then she has this class, if you want to call it. It's called Basics, BA with a 6IX.
Okay.
Or something like that. It's called Basics, which is pretty much she put together these lessons for you to be able to grow your business. And pretty much, like looking back, what she threw in there was a bunch of Bob Proctor videos. I don't know if you know who he is, but
Oh,
yep.
yes, he's come
Yeah.
up before.
I do agree with some things that he says, like positivity can work wonders. I believe that. But there's one video in particular where he says, in order to get rich quick, you need multiple sources of income. I agree with that. But then he continues on and says, if I were to redo my life, I would go back and I would join an MLM. And looking back, I'm like, no.
See, I hear those quotes and there's like no way that like any of these billionaires would join an MLM. Like maybe they would own an MLM and be the tippity top and get all the money, but they would never join one as a distributor. So like those quotes that the
Yeah.
Huns share, I'm just like, this is embarrassing.
Yeah. Apparently, this Royal Crown Diamond was like really good friends with him before he passed away.
You
Okay.
know, like The Secret and all those self-help and toxic positivity stuff, it's very popular in MLM. It runs rampant. Everybody sort of regurgitates the same information in this weird game of telephone, and it sort of gets changed and passed
Yeah.
around from MLM to MLM.
Yeah. I need to rewatch Scientology because I was with Leah Remini because I was in Young Living and I didn't like when you were saying that you got red flags from that. I was just watching it like, oh, that's really crazy. Like it did not, no red flags were tossed out there for me. So I don't know if I'm just not that observant or what, but
You probably have to
anyway.
watch it again
Yeah.
because you're probably watching this going, I'm glad my high demand group isn't like this one.
Right? Like mine's totally different.
So, how has your life been after MLS?
Well, pretty good actually. Like I said, I'm just got married September 24th, 2022.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I actually found like I know this is gonna be really sad and mushy, and when he listens to this podcast, he's gonna like start laughing at me, I'm sure. He's gonna like poke fun at me. I just know it because that's just how we are. But like, he's like everything I could have ever wanted in a way. Yeah, Young Living bad, but I did move away from the toxic area that I was in, and I was able to find the person that I was supposed to be with. So
That's a great silver lining.
it kind of worked out. And then after I met him, I quickly found my dream job, which I had went to school for actually, and did not pursue because of said man with the bad anger issues and stuff that I mentioned before. I got a degree in dental assisting and I never did anything with it for 6 years. Meet my husband, dream guy, had my dream dog. He's sleeping somewhere. English cream golden retriever, dream guy, dream dog, dream job. And then like we just got a couple years ago got my dream vehicle and I'm just like, I don't need an MLM for any of this.
Right? Isn't it wild how you left a controlling situation and once you were able to be who you wanted to be and do what you wanted to do, everything fell into place. I mean, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's been a breath of fresh air, like every day being out. Until I found your podcast, I really didn't think I was out, like, because I didn't know there was a word for not really wanting to be in an MLM or do an MLM or any of that stuff. Life after MLM has been kind of my awakening call. I found my people. I was like, I remember talking to my husband. I was like, hey, so I'm listening to this podcast. And she says, if you have any stories that you should just email her. I was thinking about maybe doing that. He's like, if you feel like you should, you should. And then, like, the next day, I emailed you and you emailed me back, and I kind of fangirled a little bit.
And now here we are telling your story.
I
And it's going to help
know.
other people. And that's like the
I
wonderful ripple effect of this podcast.
know.
I love it. One episode calls to someone and they reach out to me and we make an episode and that episode calls and it just repeats and we get bigger every day and it's wonderful. And thank you so much for finding this podcast and listening and continuing on past the first episode. And being like, uh-oh, I see myself a little bit in this.
Life has been good on the other side. I have a good work family. I have good in-laws and everything, and I live my life and I'm happy, and I continue to sit and watch Young Living crash and burn.
Yeah, let's talk about that really quick. What's going on with Young Living right now?
Okay, so as far as I've been able to do research and see, the FTC in 2022 sent Miss Mary Young a little note, not a note, a letter. From what I gather, is they sent a letter on June 10th, 2022. The website that I saw has the actual letter on there, like the warning letter for her. So that's what I've been reading and looking at. As consultants or distributors, what we were told to do is we were told that to stay in compliance, that we cannot say that things will treat or cure anything. And that's how they worded it. We couldn't say it could treat or cure your cancer. We couldn't say it could treat or cure your cold. We could say it may, or what we thought was able to say was it could help ease your symptoms of a cold. So the FDA actually looked at the Young Living website and a few consultants' social media pages, and they found that the way that they market the products, especially like, so they have Nature's Ultra CBD, and even just essential oils and like the Ningxia Red wellness drink, or the vitality oils, which are supposed to be a different blend so they can be ingested, which they're just the same. Literally, they told us to tell people that they're labeled that way to be ingested, but they're just the same oils.
And you shouldn't be ingesting essential oils anyway.
Yeah, I found that out a little too late. Frankincense tastes a lot like shit, by the way. Was told I'd be awakened. I was awakened to a bad taste. The Section 201 of the FDA that they were saying that the Young Living is in violation of states that the intended use of a product may be determined by its labeling, advertisement, and circumstances surrounding its distribution. When they say essential oils, vitality oils, well, that vitality is, having to do with like your life and stuff like that. And the Ningxia drink, so that's like a wolf berry, like it's supposed to be good for your cholesterol, your heart, your brain, your everything. So that's kind of distributed as a wellness drink. And then Nature's Ultra CBD is a CBD containing product. All of those fall under drugs, which should be regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. So not only are they unapproved drugs, but they are misbranded and contain CBD. And some states don't allow you to have CBD, which I don't quote me on this. I believe Iowa is one where you can't buy CBD them shipping it to an Iowa resident is
Right.
pretty like no. And they also, the FTC and FDA also stated that they're like not aware of any testing, any adequate and well-controlled clinical studies published along with the information for these products. So essentially, they're just like, hey, like you're not in compliance. And even if we say these may help, you're still suggesting that they should be used like a drug or like, Tylenol, ibuprofen, anything like that.
They were saying something like they were going to be fining some of the top, I think it was like the FTC was going to be fining some of the top
Yeah.
reps, like up to $10,000. It's a lot.
Yeah. I do have the link for this letter, and they do have the names of the people who are not in compliance listed on there. So,
Well, we will pop all those links in the show notes. If anybody's interested, they can head on over there and check it out.
I do not advise any ingestion of essential oils. Let's just make that clear because I don't want to, just because I have done it doesn't mean I approve of it.
Are you ready to do some rapid fire questions with me?
Oh gosh, yeah. I've been thinking about these like every episode. I'm like, what am I going to say? What am I going to
What
say?
is one word that encompasses how you feel about MLMs?
Frauds.
Give me a warning to somebody who wants to join an MLM.
This has probably already been said, but have that outside person. Always have one foot in, one foot out, because more times than not, you'll get screwed over.
Yeah, keep an anchor that you trust to keep you in line. What
Yep.
is the worst MLM in your opinion?
Oh, I've been thinking this one has like kept me up at night sometimes. Gosh, I don't know. Because like Young Living is bad. They worship a guy who killed a baby, and that's just terrible. But like listening to all of the podcasts, I really think like Amway or Arbonne or Herbalife are really, really bad because I don't know, they just mess with the way that you see your body, and Amway is pretty much right up there with Scientology. There's so many of them though that they're all bad in their own way.
What is the hardest lesson that you learned while you were in MLM?
I can't make everyone like me.
Oh my God, it's like they still learn that lesson almost daily. I have to just
Yeah.
remind myself that it shouldn't matter. And give me a positive takeaway from your time in MLM.
I found friends that I needed to have to get me through the darkest time of my life. Being in Young Living also just kind of led me down the path that I'm on now. So it really, I don't think I would be here if I wasn't a part of MLM so hardcore at one point in my life. Doesn't mean I support doing it.
Right. It's like that rocky road that brought you where you are. It's like you're there, you're very thankful for it, but also like
Yeah,
it's not the best option.
like it's like that bad haircut, that time that you thought that really short bangs would be good.
Well, thank you so much, Kristen, for coming and hanging out with me and telling me
No
your story and Young Living.
problem. Thank you for having me. I'm still just shocked that I'm here. I am very much a silent listener, like silent supporter, but I felt like I needed to at least tell my story to help at least one person.
Thank you so much for listening to Life After MLM. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. And follow us on social media at Life After MLM Podcast and my advocacy at The Real Roberta Blevins. You can find all of the links to the social accounts in our show notes. And if you just listened to that incredible story and you thought, oh my God, I have a story just like that that needs to be told, hit me up, therealrobertablevins@gmail.com. I would love to have you on the show to share your story and start your journey in life after MLM. See you next time, Hans.